Welcome, everybody. My name is Jorge Pereira, and I am one of the presenters for today's session, which covers modern device management and modern provisioning. With me is Michael Ralph, who is a sales services executive for your territory. Michael, are you on the line?
Hey, yeah, for anybody that doesn't know me, my name is Michael Ralph. I'm the service and sales executive for the Pacific Northwest. I cover Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, and Alaska. Jorge is my EUC deployment principal. So we thought it'd be a good idea to get this webinar together today. We've got a few customers, quite a few internal folks on here. Topics we're going to run through. You know, all things around modern EUC, and or I believe you've got an agenda slide on here as well.
Excellent. So again, as Michael mentioned, typically we cover in all of our conversations getting to Windows 10, keeping Windows 10 current, and then the topic of modern provisioning, modern EUC, modern end user computing, modern device management comes along. Along with that, the conversation about Windows Autopilot and Workspace ONE and the journey to modern EUC comes along. And that's what we're going to focus on today to talk about. Please ask questions. If there's anything on the slides, please interrupt me that you would like to get clarification on. We would like this session to be very interactive, as much as interactive as you would like. There will be people monitoring the IM as well. Let's get going. So generally speaking, we start the conversation for the modern device management, modern EUC, with the fact that everything is changing at the moment. There are not only new business models out there in the businesses, but the fact that the user experience is driving a lot of the development of new tools, and the fact that the applications and data need to be accessed anywhere, anytime, on any type of device, as well as the applications, not necessarily your device, is the focus of and the face of the new business. So the applications is what makes you productive, effective. And in order to be able to do that, you need automation. You need the ability to provide applications on demand at any time, anywhere via self-service. You need integrated systems and, generally speaking, a proactive approach to device delivery, application delivery, and the baseline platform for a lot of these elements is what we called modern device management. That starts with a good operating system, and Windows 10 was developed to make that happen. It is a more agile environment. It is a more mobile operating system. It's far more effective and much more secure. We have other sessions in which we can talk about how Windows as a service and the continuous release cycle, you can keep up with a lot of those elements and protect those components. The approach to modern device management is changing the way we think about devices. There is traditional methods, usually covered the configuration to be on network only. Basically, you could only configure those devices in the inside the LAN, inside once they get to the network, the local area network. The patching was very challenging because patch fails. There was not a good understanding of what individual patches did. So it installed in certain devices, it installed in them. So it was all across, all over the place. Application management was very resource intensive, and including the deployment of those applications was manual in a lot of times, and which made the deployment very high touch, very challenging to deploy. essentially, it boils down to time, and time is what we are trying to save customers and IT departments, and the user experience mean much, much better. So this, all of these elements produce a very high level of service required to maintain this environment, each one of those desktops. If something failed, if an application installed something and it conflicted with another application's data, there was all kinds of service challenges associated with those. When you talk about modern device management, modern application management, these things change quite a bit. First of all, from a deployment perspective, you try to do everything as much as you can automated in an automated fashion, with application installations being very much zero touch or no touch, no configuration needed. Basically, everything it needs, the application needs to be know how to deploy itself. Then configuration happens over the air across any network, including the internet. So you basically are able to make that happen. The patching and the application management both are cloud enabled and cloud powered. So it can be, you can request services at any time. You can request new applications via self-service systems. You can do dual factor authentication. All kinds of security components come to the element. And you basically have an application environment and a mobile device management environment, which is zero infrastructure required on your environment. Modern provisioning also means that you are able to do things that you are typically did in-house, like installation of applications, but also the BIOS setting, the domain join to the VPN installations, all these things, application group policies, even asset tag components, all these things usually happen at the customer sites and with a lot of people and effort associated with that. Today, you can do all those tasks that you see on the left-hand side, anything from OS installation to driver updates, and IT, setting up standard core applications, IT standards, all based on the factory before it gets shipped to the end user directly. So when the end user actually opens the device, and you'll see a little demo of this in a few more minutes, they answer a few questions, basically three questions they answer, and then the machine will be completely enrolled into the corporation, as well as the applications will be appearing in the device, and the proper operating system will be registered, and the licensing will be registered for that operating system. So all of these things happen, the majority of that happens at the factory, with only a few elements happening at the end user component, pretty much like you use your phone today. When you open a phone, you basically go ahead and enter your credentials, and then your applications and data will start flowing in this element. And that is exactly what modern provisioning, modern device management allows you. Ultimately, it's simpler to the IT departments. It's simpler to the user, much better user experience. It's far more secure than ever before, and results in a much lower total cost of ownership of the device, because you're not doing a lot of the things manually anymore. And as I mentioned, and I keep mentioning again, it's a much better user experience. This is, of course, and we have to couch this conversation about modern device management and modern provisioning with the caveat that this doesn't fit every use case. If you had a large use case for devices on a manufacturing floor, that is probably not the right approach for modern device management, for device enrollment and those types of things. So you will probably be using a much more traditional PC management approach when you are in that element, as well as if you have a very large set of applications that you are 32-bit applications or 64-bit applications that you will be deploying to that, there are ways of making that a little bit towards the unified endpoint management, and we'll talk about Workspace ONE as we're talking. Which has some of those capabilities. But we need to really consider which of the use cases you are approaching or trying to target for your modern device management, and then apply the correct settings and the correct approach for delivering those devices to those end users. Modern provisioning is named zero-touch provisioning. And zero-touch provisioning, as I have mentioned, is the same concept as modern provisioning, which is basically the ability to configure as much as you can on the factory and then deliver from the factory directly to the end user. There are many advantages to that process, and from initial boot all the way to auto configuration of applications, to enabling hardware or software encryption, to basically instant productivity for the end user. So basically you can configure devices to a very large extent before they leave the factory, and when you receive the device, the end user receives the device, then they end up very productive within a very short period of time.
So, Jorge,
yes.
The concept of zero touch provisioning has been around for quite a while, right? I mean, we've got customers that take a distribution point in their SCCM environment, put it in our facility in Nashville, and then we'll run their SCCM image, fully do the domain join, fully configure the systems that way. So we've been able to provide zero-touch provisioning in the past. The key difference between, you know, the old way of doing it and the new way of doing it is with Autopilot and modern device management, zero-touch provisioning can be applied to everyone as opposed to just the biggest customers that make sense to stick a distribution point in our factory. So the way this works, instead of having to have that physical distribution point, everything is going to link back through that Azure Active Directory.
Excellent point, actually, Michael. What used to be available for very large customers with a lot of volume is now, with both Workspace ONE and Microsoft tools, and we'll talk about both of those, they've consumerized all that process essentially, and they have made the systems available with the cloud, with cloud-enabled systems. They've been able to basically produce the same results, which is enabling this from a factory, enabling this provisioning, modern provisioning, zero-touch provisioning, modern device management. And thanks to Windows 10, which is the underlying operating system, plus the cloud-based systems that the new tools, and we'll talk about some of those in a moment, that have been made available, now this has without a doubt consumerized, made this available, these technologies available to everybody out there, small business, large business alike. And the adoption curve of the new tools that we're going to be talking about has been exponential. Some of the pieces, Workspace ONE has been around for quite a few years under the name AirWatch, and then last year under Workspace ONE. But really, Microsoft has been around for Microsoft Intune, Microsoft Autopilot, and some of the other elements. The integration of all those tools has been around for about a year and a half, 2 years for some of the very early adopters. And we are pushing through our factory hundreds of thousands of devices enrolled into the autopilot component, which we will talk about that. So definitely the adoption of this modern provisioning of these elements has been and will continue to be as people move to Windows 10 exponential, and it because it makes sense. It reduces the high touch. It definitely users like it, and it's a solution that the and businesses have been looking for a long time. Great point.
So, Jorge, would it be fair to say, in summary, with modern provisioning, we're moving from, having to configure devices hardwired into a corporate network to being able to configure devices from any network?
Spot on. Absolutely correct. And I've said this a couple of times, but without a doubt, and you will see simpler, more secure, more TCO, better experience. This was the way that we started the conversation as it relates to modern device, modern provisioning. But modern provisioning is really the collection of technologies used to set up and pre-configure new devices or reset existing devices. The concept of re-imaging devices is no longer best practice. And the fact that multiple devices are used in the by any one user can manage both corporate-owned devices and business-owned devices. As I mentioned a couple of times, this is all based on cloud-based management, both. And very much for single sign-on, there's a lot of SaaS applications used. And then it is an automated approach and a proactive approach and self-service. And there are two leading products out there, Microsoft and VMware, associated with this service. We'll take a look at the autopilot experience in a moment. But I just wanted to explain that the Windows Autopilot, which is the Microsoft component, is essentially the ability to register devices to an organization. And then once you actually register that device, no matter where that device is opened, it'll ask you for a couple of other questions, and then it'll take you into a branded page with your branding, which asks you for your username and password. This has been available since Windows 10 version 17.03, but the amount of features that has been added to Windows Autopilot configuration steps have been significant over the last four or five versions of Windows 10. There's a lot of features, there's a lot of elements that you can do for that. The requirement for Autopilot is essentially that you have Azure Active Directory enabled, that you have a MDM or MAM environment, that's Modern Device Management or Mobile Application Management. Typically, when customers talk about Windows Autopilot, they are using or wanting to use Microsoft Intune for that service. And then the last requirement is, as I mentioned, is version 10, 17.03 or better. And I would say that 18.03 and 18.09 are the ones that you want to target for that element. And we auto register devices directly into your dashboard with this service. So basically, the user unbox turns the machine on, and then with very minimal interaction, the device is ready to be used for the environment. We're going to talk about Workspace ONE as well, but I will want to give you a very quick view of what the user experience. This is a machine that has just been opened that is autopilot enabled. And hopefully you'll be able to see these. I'll narrate as we go through these. The first thing it asks is for what is your language that you want to present? What is the region that this device will be configured? What is the keyboard layout that you want to enable? And then asks to connect you to the internet, which is either you can be in a hotel, you can be at your home network, you can be in the local network, it can be hardwire or Wi-Fi. It doesn't matter where it is, as long as you have a network connectivity. And then it'll ask you for, and this will have your branding. This page can have exactly what you want, your logo and things like that. You log in to your network and to your environment. And after a few minutes, we'll have all the applications, and this will depend, the time that it takes will depend based on the type of applications that you're pushing to the environment. And then you will see that the device is logged on for that user on the domain that it was done. In your case, it would be your company name associated with that. In this particular case, it was just a demo component. So the user will have no administration rights to the, unless you want to give it to that particular account. And it is managed and maintained with all the pool group policies that particular profile has been set to that. The last thing that I want to show you is that it is Windows 10 Enterprise is registered already to that device. So basically, it is without a doubt a much better, faster system to enable for that. It is Windows 10 Enterprise is not required at all for that experience, but it is a much more secure environment. You can also deploy this using Windows 10 Pro. One last thing that I want to mention regarding this particular topic is the fact that Windows Autopilot, our service, and Michael will be able to talk about this, includes a generic image. So you basically can deploy, receive the devices with a generic, with either an OEM image or a generic image. A generic image is the standard ISO from Microsoft that doesn't contain all the Windows 10 OEM value add software and applications that typically the OEMs add to it. From a workspace conversation, and it's just another tool, it's the experience is essentially the same as I explained in the other one. That basically, you will be asked for what language, what is your keyboard layout, connect to the network, could be Wi-Fi or physical. And then beyond that, it'll ask you for authentication. And that's where the experience changes a little bit from a perspective, because Workspace ONE can either deliver icons or can put you into a portal of applications that you have access to. The same, some of the same capabilities apply, with or you have a single sign-on into SaaS applications and 32-bit applications as well, as well as you can manage updates, you can manage all kinds of elements associated with the Windows 10 baseline operating system. But more importantly, you can actually access GPOs and applications from that. There is a store in Workspace ONE as well that you are able to request new applications, all embedded into the Workspace ONE. The key here is UEM, Unified Environment Management, is applies to not only your desktop or operating system, Windows 10, but it also, both platforms, Workspace ONE and Intune, support phones, tablets, iOS, Android, and other operating systems. The level of support is always improving and changing based on for each one of those elements. And if you're interested in the Workspace ONE or the Intune, we can, of course, bring the to have a conversation, specific conversation about that. The final thing is Workspace ONE is a platform that it allows you not only to deliver applications, but beyond that, it connects with VDI and virtual application delivery, including VMware Horizon. And the good news about this is all part of the Dell family of products. One of the key things about this one package versus the Intune conversation is that you can, with factory provisioning, you are able to pre-stage, set up EXEs, media for specific applications. So one of the things that is very challenging at the moment is if you're in a hotel and you need to download a very large package, traditional Windows 32, Windows 64 application, which is large, say, for example, Photoshop, I'm saying something. That a package is probably about 200-300 megs, and bringing it down, or even more actually these days, bringing it down over our slow Wi-Fi or slow network connection is a challenge. So Workspace ONE has the capability of us configuring it so the installation exe can reside on device in a hidden partition. So when you log on and your profile is aware that you're going to need that particular application, Photoshop, then it goes first to check your local cache instead of going to the internet and accessing that. And that is one of the key advantages of Workspace ONE. So again, those are the elements, the differences and the two offerings that we have services around. Workspace ONE and
hey, Florent.
Yes.
All right, to clarify on the difference there, what you're talking about is with Workspace ONE, the PPKG files or the provisioning packages will actually contain all of the data and installation instructions for those applications in that hidden partition, right? So everything's going to be everything that that system needs to install those applications is already on the hard drive, whereas with the autopilot, it's going to be pulling down those instructions over the air.
Yep, exactly. Well said. So utilize the last thing I want to touch base on modern EUCs, that it is a catalyst. We've been doing the same thing for the last 20, 25 years as it relates to deploy devices and configure devices. And we've been improving over time a little bit by little bit by little bit. And it's gotten better. It's gotten better for many organizations out there from where they have been able to improve on the times, improve on the service delivery and those kinds of things. But it is time, and it was time in the end user computing space to do to approach this challenge in a new way, in a better way. And that is when the disruption, and it has happened already. New tools by Microsoft, new tools by VMware, new services from Dell make it possible to make things completely different. And you do have to have a different point of view on this approach, which will ultimately save you time, money, and provide a much better user experience. We have been doing this for many years in a different way, as Michael mentioned it earlier on. We have lots and lots of experience, not only for modern device management, but also beyond that. We've been doing this delivery and of devices for many customers at a rate of 11 million devices per year. So we have been very strong Microsoft partner, and we talk about the end user computing lifecycle services, and we offer services to help you through that no matter where you are in the journey from services around Microsoft and Workspace ONE.
So guys, we put this slide on here just to kind of give you an idea of how we in Dell Support and Deployment Services look at the lifecycle. So this is just kind of a brief overview. You know, no matter where you are, you know, no matter where that system is in its life cycle, we're here to help you guys out. So we've got, I mean, this is a list of services, and if we wanted to list, you know, if we wanted to list everything, we could probably make four slides like this. So at any point in time, anything you guys need, we have services to assist you.
Specifically around the journey to provisioning, we not only can help you very tactically, the autopilot or Workspace ONE or factory configuration of devices, but we can also, but there's a much bigger picture, which is basically the adoption of this modern device management. And we have found a lot of customers having some incredible challenges in getting to that point, to the point. So we've developed an entire process from getting started, which depends, by the way, on where you are in this journey. Whether you are a you're just getting started, or you have some pieces that are there, or whether you are already in the new modern device management and you want to work through some of the specific elements to how to improve, or you're having some challenges, or really dealing with security issues with your environment, we can help you, and we have a very specific service offerings around each one of these towers, which is in the modern device management. You need identity on the cloud, you need applications delivered via the profiles or delivered via group assignments, and ideally you will have virtualized applications. Your data needs to be somewhere mobile, securely somewhere. So OneDrive for business is a very good choice. There are others as well. And then your standards for devices. You really need to understand where you are and how to keep up the patching for those devices, part of the security process. So we have a specific, very specific offerings about each one of these boxes that we can help you with. Lastly, is I want to point you to a couple of resources. One is the Dell EMC InFocus blog, which is available. I have one of my peers, Colin Sainsbury, has written at least three articles on this topic. And the one that is most comes to mind the most is How to Modernize Your PC Management Approach. He's very thorough on where you need to be, how you need to approach this process. He writes in UK English, so he's a little bit funny about that, but we've helped him kind of write in English. Joke, inside joke there. Sorry, Colin. And then the second article that I think I would point you to is Should You Shift Left or Right? And that article deals with time to do modern device management, or is it time to continue to do things in the format that you've been doing it for the last 20 years, 30 years, which, by the way, the systems will allow you to do that, but it will become harder and harder to make that justification on maintaining that element of support. And then the other is resource I would like to point out is moderneuc.com. Moderneuc.com is a blog in which several of us write a lot of. We also have a Twitter handle, and which we are talking about not only modern device management, but about modern provisioning, modern desktop, tips, tools, tricks. We retweet a lot of the information associated with that. If you want to see your the user experience based on the Autopilot Intune, essentially the video that I just showed, you can go into a YouTube channel. They are silent, so they don't have any narration or music on them. And then there is also the exact same conversation user experience recorded for Workspace ONE at that YouTube link. Lastly, if you want to see a real-time setup of a Dell device done by VMware, one of the VMware colleagues, you can look at that Dell Provisioning VMware One with Workspace ONE video. And just click on that link and you will have that information there. So again, thank you very much. I hope this has been very useful to you. I would love to have some questions, thoughts, comments on any of the topics or any topics that I may not have covered.
So Jorge, with this modern provisioning, it's worth mentioning that Windows 10 is kind of a key component here, right? So do you want to kind of elaborate on some of the changes that have been made, with Windows 7 to Windows 10 that have kind of enabled this process to exist?
Sure. First of all, the underlying operating system has changed considerably to approach this, to be able to make this approach. One of the key things is all the hooks that are enabled embedded into the Windows 10, not only from a security perspective to make this a reality, but also for things like, hey, can you go ahead and as you open the machine, the first thing the Windows 10 does is goes and checks whether or not it's enrolled in modern provisioning in autopilot elements. There is also all the group policies and all the policies that were very challenging to manage. And basically there was, 7,000 plus policies, group policies, that you can control and were able to control. Now you are able to control it in a much better way and enabling those, enabling the key ones, not so much controlling all 7,000 of them. And those systems are in place. The ability, the other thing is cloud management dashboards and configurations and things like that have become the norm. Before, that didn't exist. 5 years ago, there was not everybody was using cloud-based management tools at that point. Now it's basically second nature. And then bandwidth considerations out in the industry. All these things are happening because we have better bandwidth. We are able to over the air with Wi-Fi and over the network configure these devices much faster, much more effectively.
So Jorge, looks like we have a question in the IM window. It says, for bulk enrollment orders, who can we reach out to get details such as window ID, the equipment hardware hash, and other information as required by MTIM? So do you want to talk about how we can go about getting the hardware hash for devices that are already out in the environment, as well as for new orders?
Yep. Okay. So for new orders, basically you attach a SKU to an existing hardware order. That SKU is called in the autopilot conversation, Windows Autopilot with generic image. And what that does is basically tells our configuration center in the factory that, hey, this is going to be configured with autopilot. What our factory has a process that basically extracts whether it is one device, two devices, 100 devices, 1,000 devices. We extract the hash from that device. We automatically send it to your dashboard, autopilot dashboard, essentially, via an automated backend process. So that's how the device, when you open it, you receive them, it knows that it's been pre-registered to your environment, and therefore it starts to go through the configuration process as soon as you open it up, and it skips all the EULA. You don't have to re-image it and all those kinds of things. So in order to configure that, you basically have to add the SKU, and then there is a little bit of a conversation that needs to, when we set up the project for you guys, we ask a couple of questions like, what is your domain? What is your a couple other questions that go in there. And then based on that, we configure your environment accordingly. For existing devices, meaning for devices that you are going to have in the environment and you want to enroll those devices into MDM or autopilot, there are very specific tools. I have the link in the moderneuc.com blog. Just look up for autopilot and you will see one of the articles there. There is a Microsoft tool that you can download, and basically it's a PowerShell script essentially, and you can actually execute that PowerShell script across your entire environment, your Windows 10 environment or Windows 7 environment. And then what that does is it creates a comma delimited file that it gets pushed. And then that is what you need to go into your dashboard, Microsoft dashboard, and upload that to enroll those devices into Modern Device Management. Michael, anything else? I mean, contact Michael if you have absolutely any questions.
Absolutely. And yeah, Jorge, as you said, we'll just reply to all attendees to this email, include a few links in our contact information. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out.
You will be receiving a short two or three question survey after we finish here to see if it's useful for you. And everybody that registered will be receiving that. And we really appreciate your time. Thank you very, very much. Hopefully this was useful for everybody. Cheers.